Yeah, is that fine? Okay. Okay, welcome everybody. Sorry for that late start. We will call this meeting to order at 2:09. And we are going to switch from our normal. We're going to do regular commission and then we will do CRA. So starting our commission meeting, we will have a prayer reading or thought by Wyatt, and then we will be led in the pledge by Justin. So Wyatt, come on up.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of us can gather up here safely and go home safely in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great. Thank you both. Next, we will have a recognition of the 2026 general election I voted sticker contest winners. So a little background. It's America's 250th birthday this year. And so we had the idea of let's let some students create the I voted sticker that will come in your ballot in the November election. We had 36 entries, and our top three winners were voted by the elections office and the elected officials. So if we could have these folks come on up. Ezra Wynn was our first place winner. Second place, Mackenzie Stevens, and third place, Eden Frisbee.
We'll come down there. That put a smile on his face.
Let's get a group picture of here, all of you guys. Come on.
A little bit, I'll get behind you.
And show your awesome certificate.
Look over here, That's me. One, two, up. One more.
Okay, congratulations to those three winners, and we will be receiving Ezra's sticker in November. Look forward to it. Okay, next we will build, public comment. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to address the commission? Okay, awesome. Let's build the agenda, starting with consent. Anything that you would like to hold?
Nothing on consent for me.
Nothing on consent for me.
Okay, nothing for me either. Regular.
Two.
Okay.
We're going to hold nine until after closed.
Okay.
I would like to continue item number 14 till the next meeting. That is an hourly rate, so it doesn't cost us anything to do so, and I just have some questions and clarifications on that contract I'd like.
Perfect. Number four, I see... Chief Carlson here. I'd like to just hear from him for four.
Do we need names on 18? We're good.
There are three names on the agenda, and we actually have four seats, so we will end up reposting, but we could just accept with the three names that are that are there.
Okay.
On that, Commissioner Gordon, you are good with those. You know those folks better than me. You're good with all three of those names?
Yeah, we reviewed them, Ezra and I, last week. And so, as long as everybody else is okay.
So we're good with all three of those?
19, is anybody here from Conserve Utah Valley by chance? Okay, then we will let that one go. And then closed, 22 and 25 at least.
And then 23 as well.
23, okay.
22, 23, strike 24 and 25, is that what you mean?
Keep 25.
Yeah, keep 25.
Yep.
25, okay.
Okay, Jolene, you got that?
She got the Metallica in the background.
Listen, we can't help it if our employees have good taste in music, okay?
Well, I just wonder what happens when it goes off in church.
Then
I did.
Then we learn who in church has good taste in music.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. As far as regular, we will hold number 2 and number 4. We will table number 9, and we will continue number 14 to our next meeting, which will be June 10th. As far as closed, we will hold number 22 and number 23. We will strike number 24 and hold number 25.
Okay. Looks good. Starting with number 2, Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, I just mainly wanted to express my support of this project. I was thinking of many years ago when a friend who was involved in an officer-involved shooting told me he was so thankful for all the tools that he has and all of the training. And I look at this as an asset for our public safety. The current plane that we're using is 1972, was donated by the same individual business owner in Spanish Fork that's graciously also helped kickstart us here. Also wanted to commend Commissioner Beltran for reaching out to our federal delegation and also helping receive some funds for this. And so we don't take large purchases like this lightly. This is something we've worked on over the last, year-ish, maybe longer, to get to the finish line, if you will, if that's how you two see it today. But my support for this is just strong, just because I think it helps not only keep our citizens safe, but lets our public safety, our sheriff's department, do a more effective job. So,
yeah, I think this is a great example of how the community can rally. We have a local company that's giving us a huge discount. We have a local citizen that's giving us a large donation. We have our federal delegation that's giving us a large donation. And then we have found ways to put this over 2 budget years so that we can do it with existing funds. So I think this is a great example of all of the community rallying to give our law enforcement the tools that they need that will help our citizens.
Yeah, echo that. I love the partnership, that how we got here. We had a big number and we were able to make it work. And that's great. Private donation is amazing, but we can't have our officers in a 50-year-old airplane for liability, for safety, for efficiency. We'll be able to use this far more times and for more projects than we could the current one. And we'll have the best aircraft in the state, and I do like to have the best things. So I do like that. Timely, I'm not one for mid-budget purchases like this, but the time called for it, and so we made it work. We were rushing against, I think, San Antonio City. They can only build a certain amount of planes every year, so we needed to make sure that we got it in time. It won't be here until next year, but we needed to act quickly for that timeline and for the price discount from our local Spanish Fork vendor. That's significant as well. So I echo both of you, and we'll take a motion.
Motion to approve item 2.
Commissioner, sorry, real quick there, Ben Vanoy, Attorney's Office. Zions Bank proposed some edits this morning to the escrow agreement. We're good with all those. We just want to make sure that this gets approved with the Zions Bank edits and with the understanding that subsequent documentation like escrow distribution forms, design freeze documents that need signature, that the sheriff's office is authorized to sign those in accordance with the contract.
Do we have those updates now, or?
We do. Yep. I, they're just not on the system. I have
anything. I mean, I hate that they're even making us go into escrow with a $1 billion budget.
The main thing was changing the investment fund that the escrow funds will be invested in from to a fund that Kim Jackson, our treasurer, is more comfortable with.
Okay. And I did notice there's really no disbursement timelines. It's more of actions during the process.
The milestones
you're,
based
you're
off.
You're fine with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I will make the motion to approve item 2 with the Zions Bank in.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
And now Patrick's going to walk up here and ask for a helicopter.
Wow, we have, he has.
The governor just got a helicopter and I was patted on the back from one of our lawmakers saying you guys should teach other people how to buy aircraft. So, hey,
sounds like you just did
like
it.
We got a
so
deal.
You're
yeah.
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have not forgot your heavy rescue vehicle requests.
Oh, SRTs. Coming. I thought you meant mine. I was like,
it's
I don't
coming.
Remember asking for one, but
working
sorry.
On it.
Yeah.
But yeah, between Ben and Chief Carlson, anything you'd like to speak about on this preparedness plan?
No, we do this every 5 years. It follows the CWS. It's the same form that we do for our participation match. So this just falls hand in hand with it. Again, the state asked us to get this done. So we put this all together so we can ship it all up to them and be done with it for hopefully another 5 years. CWS is yearly.
But it has nothing to do with the historically dry year combined with a wet spring that will cause a lot of grass that will burn.
Is it dry?
No, this was just every 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's convenient that we have it this year, that it's updated and current.
Absolutely.
Quick and easy.
Yeah, we're good with it.
Okay. Great. Any other questions or comments?
No, just praise. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do great work. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, hope you're getting your sleep now. It's going to be a rough year.
Nope.
I'll make a motion to approve item number 4.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. And that is good. Okay. Paul, are we able to go to close after CRA?
Yeah.
Okay. So which formality would you like? Keep this meeting open?
And just do CRA concurrently?
Yeah, I guess you
can
call a recess.
Call a recess, okay.
Motion to go into recess.
Second.
Commission meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great.
Believe us?
Okay, I'll take a motion to untable item number.
Wait, we got to come out of recess.
No, we don't. They said forget them.
All right.
Okay,
fine.
We're back into regular commission
meeting.
All right,
I'll make a motion to untable item number 9.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we'll take any comments or questions on number 9. If not, a motion.
Got no questions or comments.
Good.
I will make a motion to approve item number 9.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And one more motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.